Welcome to another edition of Tourism Roundup. This week, we highlight major developments in the hotel sector in Trelawney and St. James. And in our No Jamaica feature, we head to Port Royal. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Stay with us. Jamaica's tourism product has received a further boost with the entry of the largest Spanish hotel chain, Melia Hotels and Resorts, into the market. Melia is one of the largest Spanish hotel companies in the world, with some 350 franchises in over four continents. The company has signed a 15-year lease agreement with the Jamaican government to manage the former Braco Village Resort in Trelawney. The property is owned by the National Insurance Fund and will be known as the Melia Braco Village when it reopens in December. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says Melia's entry into the island is a show of confidence in brand Jamaica. He points out that the hotel chain is entering Jamaica when the tourism sector is on a high, with hotels reporting positive figures.
At this point in time, tourism in Jamaica is very positive. Arrivals are up, the hotels are full, you know, as I said, the airports are bursting at the seams. When your occupancies are up, it drives demand. And when you drive demand, you drive investment. And we are now seeing the fruits of that investment.
Melia's investment in Braco Village includes refurbishing of the existing 225 rooms and other buildings, as well as the addition of 250 rooms, bringing the room count to 475. Some 400 permanent jobs will be created at the resort when it is completed, while up to 300 persons will be employed during the refurbishing and construction stages. The tourism minister says the venture forms part of a $54 billion investment in Jamaica's tourism sector over the last 3 years.
An investment that we have on the books now will see the addition of another 1,600 new rooms to Jamaica over the next 18 months. And a number of those rooms are right here in Trelawney. And so we are going to see the investment continue. And this investment is important. It's important because it creates jobs.
Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. Also adding to Jamaica's room stock is the rebranded Holiday Inn Resort in Rose Hall, Montego Bay, formerly known as Holiday Inn Sunspree Resort and Spa. The 518-room facility was extensively refurbished at a cost of $50 million and was officially reopened on April 28. Holiday Inn Resort is an integral part of the Intercontinental Hotels Group, one of the world's leading hotel companies. The hotel now features fully updated guest rooms, an ocean view lobby, and four restaurants offering a variety of foods, including Japanese, Caribbean, and Italian. The tourism minister has congratulated the management for the upgrading work, noting that this investment also demonstrates confidence in Jamaica's tourism product.
To show the confidence in Jamaica when our partners are investing in their properties and keeping it on the move. This is good for Jamaica, and I want to thank them and congratulate them for that.
Dr. McNeil says credit should go to persons in the industry who are engaged in reinventing, rebranding, and refreshing the product, thereby keeping Jamaica on the cutting edge. In our No Jamaica feature, we look at Port Royal. Today, Port Royal is a small village engaged in fishing and tourism, but it was once a major center of commerce in the late 1600s. Just offshore is a sunken city, one of the most significant underwater archaeological sites in the Western Hemisphere, which continues to yield important artifacts and treasures. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Join us again next week when we look at other developments in the tourism sector. For studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.